Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
A short time ago, in a studio far, far left, a woman was hired to take on a great task and usher coveted Star Wars IP into a new era. The first goal on her agenda? Make it gay.
All right, guys, today we're going to talk about the new Star Wars series, The Acolyte, that is apparently being showrun by none other than Leslie Headland, an LGBTQ activist who is making it her goal to tell you a queer Star Wars story. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, you better. Yeah, you better.
Guys, before we get into this video, a big shout out to all my patrons on Patreon. You are fueling the work that I do on this channel, and I cannot thank you enough for that. And I'm sure a few of you are going to be Star Wars fans today. I have some interesting news to tell you. You are getting new Star Wars content, but it's apparently going to be a queer story. So this new series that's going to be coming out on Disney Plus is titled The Acolyte, and apparently it takes place in the final days of the High Republic era of the Star Wars timeline, when the Republic and the Jedi are at their zenith and peace is the order of the day, though there may be seeds of dark times to come, according to IndieWire.com. The first trailer has been released. Of course, it's generating a lot of buzz amongst Star Wars fans. I'm not the biggest fan of Star Wars, but I always check out new projects to see if my ears perk up with any of the woke agenda that's currently being injected into Hollywood's projects. In checking out this first trailer, I'm seeing a lot of diversity and many mentions of power, which could or could not be red flags. It's really hard to tell these days with the projects that Hollywood puts out. But if we're listening to the showrunner, Leslie Headland, when it comes to Star Wars The Acolyte, we're gonna see some woke elements. A new clip is circulating of her discussing the route that she's taking in directing Star Wars The Acolyte and how she wants to tell a queer story. Let's watch.
When I saw Frozen as a grown-ass woman, I cried through the entire movie. There was just something about the relationship between the sisters, the like de-villainization of the classic kind of fairy tale bad guy, you know, the concept of true love being between two sisters and not a heterosexual relationship. Like, it just, mm-hmm. It just destroyed me completely. And I thought, gosh, you know, I would love to make something like this that is, you know, for lack of a better term, Disney, meaning it's something that, like, my parents would have allowed me to see when I was younger as a queer person.
Gotcha.
But I would have been able to understand as a queer person, and I think I would have had a completely different life. And so I really was inspired by it and was like, God, I would love to make a story like this. And so when I was developing this original idea to pitch to Kathleen, I thought, well, you know, it can't just be that, you know, when you're pitching Star Wars, you have to pull from what, you know, George was also interested in.
So there's many interesting points made in this clip where she's referencing Frozen and the direction she's taking with this new Star Wars series. It's interesting to me that she saw a film about the love between two sisters and immediately jumped from that into an LGBTQ narrative or a queer narrative, as she says herself in the clip. When she states that Frozen had a lack of heterosexual relationships, it's very clear that she views the world through the lens of her sexuality, which is a superficial identity. This is what many on the left do. Instead of viewing Frozen as a fun and whimsical kids film about two sisters who go through a turbulent time and find love for one another at the end, she filters it through her lens of LGBTQ+ activism. Frozen is a popular story because it's fun, it has great music, and it actually speaks to deeper themes: sisterly love or sibling love, fighting for something, going through a time where you have conflict with somebody and realizing you love them at the end. It has nothing to do with the element that these are two females or whether or not they're heterosexual or lesbian or queer, yet she feels the need to inject that into the narrative. Now, even more concerning than that bit of rhetoric is when she talks about the endeavor that she's taking on with this new Star Wars The Acolyte series. She makes it pretty clear that her main goal is to tell a queer story featuring women, then goes on to say, in order to do that, she has to pull from the work of George Lucas and the original IP. So the very foundation of what she's creating is not actually a Star Wars story, it is a queer story. And in order for her to be able to tell that queer story, she has to sprinkle in a little bit of the Star Wars IP. It shows you what many people are doing in Hollywood right now. They're coming into the writer's room with their agenda ready to roll, and then realizing they actually have to tell the audience a story on top of their political activism. The story is not at the forefront. The deeper human truths that are meant to be communicated to you are not at the forefront. Their activism is at the forefront, and they think about the story as a secondary or even tertiary matter. This clip is very reminiscent of an interview clip we got from another Star Wars director, Sharmeen Obaid-Chinoy, who's working on Star Wars New Jedi Order, where she says she wants to make men uncomfortable.
What is the balance of activating a force for change, but also trying to permeate that patriarchy, that power structure? And is that a part of the calculation of your art as well? And what's been the reaction to that?
Oh, absolutely. I like to make men uncomfortable. I enjoy making men uncomfortable.
Now, interestingly enough, executives at Disney continue to push the narrative that they are not political in their films, that they are in fact diverting away from the culture war when it comes to new projects. So how is it possible that we're getting these interview clips on projects that we've yet to see? And it's because even though we can see that these are blatant acts of activism, these women don't think that they are being political in the message that they are promoting to their audiences. And why don't they think they're being political? It's because this is the lens through which they have viewed the world for a considerable amount of time. To them, it's not political to make an entire series about the queer identity and make men uncomfortable or talk about marginalized communities and systems of power. It's just their lens. And I have to mention, the actress that Leslie Headland is standing next to in this now infamous interview clip is Amanda Stenberg, who is also an activist herself. She's been featured in films like The Hate U Give, which is about police brutality. She's made many a mention of cultural appropriation, her blackness, and also her queerness. So we can see the direction that Disney Plus is taking in this new Star Wars series. And this, of course, is all part of the pattern that we've recognized in Disney for quite some time. We're girl bossing, we're making men uncomfortable, we're talking about marginalized identities, we're telling queer stories. We've seen this in their different projects like She-Hulk, Peter Pan and Wendy, Madame Web, The Marvels, Snow White. The list goes on and on and on, and I'm sure you guys can add to it. And I have to wonder, how long can this continue? Because Disney's projects seem to continuously flop and flop and flop, meaning that the audience is recognizing that they're no longer telling good stories, and they don't feel the need to watch anymore. That Disney magic that we all once recognized has fizzled out. What we're being given today as an audience is, in fact, a big ball of political messaging and ideology with a thin wrapper of storytelling and character development surrounding it. And we're all asking ourselves this question: why are they taking things that we once loved and using them to usher in these new stories? Why is it happening with things like Star Wars, Star Trek, Lord of the Rings, Snow White, things that have already been done well once and don't need to be done again? It's because their activist storytelling does not stand on its own, that they in fact have to trick the audience by luring them in with something they know they have nostalgia and love for. And in a time where we're all working hard and the economy has our wallets wearing thin, they are tricking you out of your time and money. It used to be that entertainment was somewhat a form of escapism, that you could work a long day, come home, sit on the couch or go to the theater and watch a film that lets you be in another world for a little while. But they are robbing you of that by feeling the need to inject their agenda into everything you watch. They don't want you to be able to escape. They don't want you to be entertained. They want you to sit down after you've worked a long day and be told that you need to change your political opinions. They want to tell the audience that they hate them, essentially. They're not hiding it anymore. They're saying the quiet part very much out loud. And they're relying on the fact that you love Star Wars, that you're going to be watching a new Star Wars series as it is released, even if it is in fact not a Star Wars story at all. And of course, I'm not here here to tell you whether or not to watch this series. I watch many a movie or TV series that I don't support the message of. But I am saying keep an eye out for the messaging, because when you have an agenda like this going into a project that's meant to be an art form and storytelling, it's no longer an art form or storytelling. It's propaganda. So as much as Disney claims that they are exiting the culture war, they are very much behind the scenes pulling the strings. So don't fall for it, like the Jedi fell for Senator Palpatine. But those are just my thoughts. Drop your thoughts in the comments down below. As always, I encourage healthy debate. So if you disagree with me, duke it out, but do so respectfully. And if you like this video, like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time I post a video for you guys. And I will see you next time. Bye, guys. Yeah, you better.